some of the things that are taking place. Take Back the Night Walk already happened. Kairos Blanket Exercise took place on Saturday. There is an office opening by Sulacode First Nation Health Authority that's taking place today at noon. And then the United Church of Canada is hosting a film night, which starts at 7 o'clock. But people are being asked to be there at 6:30. And it features local filmmakers, Nadine Arpin, Rachel Garrick, and Nadia McLaren, Muffins for Granny. On Tuesday, September 28th, SLAM, the Sulacode Area Aboriginal Management Board, is holding an open house and barbecue at 30 Front Street. So that's tomorrow. And then the Calvary Baptist Church is holding a prayer for healing and reconciliation on Tuesday from 12 noon, or you can go to the 6 p.m. prayer. On Thursday, SLFNAS, Sulacode First Nations Health Authority, is holding two Zoom meetings. So if you go on the Facebook page, you could probably come across the schedule and the code for the Zoom meetings. On Wednesday, September 29th, we are having our Orange Shirt Day walk. And I believe this might be the fifth walk that's taken place. And it'll start at 9:45, and we'll walk from the Frog Rapids Bridge into town. Last year, there were 100 people. And then there will be a barbecue, which is hosted by the Rotary Club. So for lunch, by the time you get to the Travel Information Center back into town, you can have a barbecue lunch. Thursday, September 30th, there will be Sacred Fire and Feasting, Sioux Mountain School Drum. And the students at Sioux Mountain School and Sioux North High School will be able to attend in small groups. It's not open to the public, so they're holding those events within the schools themselves. There will also be a flag raising to honor the children who didn't make it home from residential schools. Garnet Ajikaneb received a flag, and the mayor, Doug Lawrence, the council, and the members of the Municipal Truth and Reconciliation Committee will take part in a flag raising at 2:15. So Thursday, September 30th is also the national holiday, the new one for the Truth and Reconciliation national holiday. On Monday, October 4th, Sisters in Spirit Vigil will be taking place to honor the missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and that'll be taking place from 6 p.m. at the Queen Elizabeth High School track. So we thank everybody for coming out and taking part. There are more events and more organizations, but we couldn't get them all into the schedule because there was a deadline. So we hope everybody comes out, and we hope everybody remembers the missing children, and commemorate a prayer for all the children's graves that are being found across Canada. And we hope you can come out and learn something or take something away that you never knew before. And we hope you also take part in the events. Hopefully see you again next year. And we're glad that so many organizations have come forward and decided to do something on this for the Education Week.